Welcome to The Baseball Show, Chicago's only interactive nightly show focused on the Cubs, the White Sox, and Major League Baseball. On radio, on app, on podcast. Listen to the show your way on ESPN 1000 or the new ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Goose Island Beer Company and sponsored by the Points Bet Sportsbook. The Baseball Show on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's the Baseball Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. A lot to keep our eyes on tonight. The White Sox are in the bottom of the third against the Cleveland Indians right now. And at the moment, the Indians lead 1-0 in that contest. The Cubs are up in 5 minutes in Pittsburgh. Jose Quintana on the mound.
He's back.
So a lot to keep our eyes on tonight. But here in Chicago, we have breaking news. And the news is the Chicago Bulls have officially hired Billy Donovan as their next head coach. So the Chicago Bulls are hiring the former Oklahoma City Thunder coach, Billy Donovan, as their next head coach. A fantastic move. So we're going to keep our eyes on the baseball games here on the Baseball Show over the course of the next hour. We'll mix in a little baseball conversation as well. But the top story right now, Chicago Bulls hiring Donovan, and how big of a step forward is this for the Chicago Bulls? Because not only do we know that with this new front office, it's a plan where they're going to actually compete and chase championships. But I feel as if this move, hiring Billy Donovan, is a major step forward, where we know now that this front office, this organization, is serious on competing right now.
I think that this sets in motion the what the front office, like you mentioned, what they want to do. But also at the same time, this lets the fans know that ownership is all in on whatever Karnishevis and whatever Mark Eversley want to do, right? Like, we all were worried, you know, you go through the timeline. Boylan's going to be gone, for sure. Boylan's going to be like, well, the pandemic, there's a lot of money involved. They got to pay two coaches, and they got to pay three coaches. And it's like, what are you going to do? They're going to try to save any millions of dollars as possible. And then, you know, they go out, they make the move, they bring in Karnishevis, they bring in Mark Eversley, they bring in, and now they bring in Billy Donovan. And that lets me know, as a Bulls fan, that this is going to be moving in the right direction, that the checkbook is open, because I guarantee you he wasn't cheap. He's been a head coach for a long time in this league, and he came from championship pedigree at Florida, where he won a couple national championships, then was with the Thunder for a while, and now this has probably cost them, you know, $5 or so million a year, at least. If you're looking at Billy Donovan as a head coach, I don't know how long the deal is for. We'll have to wait for those details to come out. But this puts you in a better spot when you're talking to free agents. This puts you in a better spot when you're bringing in, when you're drafting players, and another better eye at looking at young talent, because he's got the college background as well. And I think that this just puts more respect on the name of the Chicago Bulls. I mean, we've been taking calls here on ESPN 1000 for the last hour. I've been looking at Twitter, watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. People are excited. And this is a level of excitement that the Bulls fans haven't felt in a long time. Because when you bring in a new front office, there's still people that were skeptical. There were still people that were saying, well, John Paxson's still an advisor. He's still going to be part of the team. He's still making some of these decisions. We don't know how much is the front office willing to spend. How much are the Reinsdorfs willing to go into the luxury tax? What are they going to do? How is this going to look? Are they going to actually be in the room with free agents? Are they just going to be, you know, yeah, we'll give you the courtesy interview and then we'll pick another team? This has fans legitimately excited. I haven't seen this kind of excitement in a long time, and I know the building's not going to be able to be full, but if it could be, this would definitely add to a lot more butts in seats moving forward.
Listen, coaches don't win basketball games. The players are going to have to win basketball games, but I think what's important here is you now have, Bulls fans now have, a front office that is a professional, successful front office, and a head coach who is not some guy who they are giving the first chance to as Bulls head coach. They are treating this as if this organization should be in the hierarchy of the best NBA organizations in the league, thus giving this opportunity to someone with a track record. Black and Abdallah here on the Baseball Show. The phone number is 312-332-3776. There are the chimes. So, like I said, we'll keep our eyes on the games. The Sox are down one to the Indians in the top of the fourth. The Cubs are in the top of the first in Pittsburgh. But we're going to talk to you about Donovan being hired by the Chicago Bulls. Kevin in Homewood, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Been a lifelong Bulls fan in the last few years, ever since they got rid of Tibbs and the Derrick Rose drama. It's been like this giant black cloud hanging over. And as a fan, it's hard to even want to spend your money. So I'd like to, you know, thank the Bulls organization for bringing in competent people who, on like just the eye test, they pass. These are good coaches and good professionals. And then the other half of this is like the guy has playoff experience. You know, he's coming from teams that he's strategized and he's prepared for, especially going into the bubble. So I like the fact that this doesn't seem like a rebuild, but they're building off of the current rebuild moving forward. So I just feel that, you know, and they set the bar high. If this hire doesn't work out, you know, it's not like Boylan part two, I hope.
Well, it's not. And Kevin, thank you for the phone call. It's not going to be Boylan part two because Boylan shouldn't be a head coach.
No.
Billy Donovan has a track record. He's been fantastic as a coach, not only in college basketball, but he's had success in the NBA. And I would also top this off. Billy Donovan is a good person. Now, that doesn't win basketball games, but it doesn't create the divide that the last head coach created, because I'm not sold that he's always the best dude in the room. And all you have to do is look back to how he got the job. Kicking Hoiberg on his way out, going to the Garpak's offices, promoting himself, mm-hmm. even though he was the lead assistant. And then when he gets the job, bagging on his boss, Hoiberg at the time, saying his team was out of shape. Well, sir, you were the lead assistant. Whose fault is that?
Yeah.
You didn't say anything. Because you were backstabbing Hoiberg to get the job. So, listen, you can hope that it turns out well and hope that it doesn't turn into a train wreck. But at the very least, Billy Donovan is a good person, and he is a coach who has a solid track record. This is not Jim Boylan. This is not some clown show that's going to take place here. Dude, this is a professional outfit now.
The new front office had to tell Jim Boylan to stick to basketball.
Well, he was,
stay
he was
out
too
of what
worried.
We're doing over
he
here.
He was too worried trying to placate to the ownership group and mm-hmm. trying to shake season ticket holder hands before games and trying way too much to do all this nonsense instead of coaching basketball. He was awful. Mm-hmm. He's one of the worst coaches we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Not a good dude. Billy Donovan is not that. Let's go to Chris in Oak Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Good. I got two questions, but to listen to this show, what's the name of it? So when I go to listen to podcasts, or what's the name?
Oh, he dropped
off. Chris, you there? Chris? You there, Chris?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So the name of this show, The Baseball Show, you can find it on the ESPN Chicago app. It also gets podcasted under the Black and Abdallah section mm-hmm. on the ESPN Chicago app. So you can find it either place.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure on that. And secondly, I think he's great because the main thing that people were complaining about was we didn't have somebody who could play or develop, and I think that he's a name that can bring other big stars, and my dream is AD and Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Chris. Thanks for the phone call, my friend.
Yeah, look, AD would be great, and I think that this gives – I'm not saying this gives him a legitimate shot at Anthony Davis, but when free agents become available – you couldn't go in there with Jim Boylan. And I think that having a respected coach, you see it from around the league, players tweeting their congratulations, Bradley Beal, respected player. He's good with Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul respects him. I'm not saying go get Chris Paul. But when players, respected players around the league, respect you as a coach, that goes a long way. We've talked about how Mark Eversley, formerly of Nike, knows all these guys in the league, is a basketball guy. Karnišovas is a basketball guy. So having good basketball guys in the organization gives you a better seat at the table than it did than just getting the courtesy invite to the party.
What was it going to look like when you get invited to the party and you show up with Gar Forman and Jim Boylan.
Dude, we know. We know.
No, I'm saying, think about, go back to All-Star Weekend and then think about now the difference in the perception of what the Bulls organization is now to the rest of the league. Think about it. You had Gar Forman and Jim Boylan. Listen, I'm not going to crush Pax, but he was a part of it too.
Yeah.
The whole operation there. Yeah. Now, fast forward to right now, how that is appealing to NBA players and to just coaches and to other people around the league. I mean, people are excited behind the scenes that Billy Donovan is named head coach and that this front office is getting things done.
Look,
this is a big, big step for the Chicago Bulls franchise.
We knew that the perception of the Bulls when it was Gar Forman and when it was Jim Boylan was that they were a joke. Everybody knew that they were a joke. And people didn't like Gar Forman and people didn't like Jim Boylan. And now you've got the Bulls going in a completely different direction. It's a complete 180, completely different direction. That's good for the team. It's good for the city. And because this is what ultimately led to it. People stopped going to games. People stopped going. I went to a few games this year when people could still go to games. People stopped showing up to games. And that ultimately the fans were heard and the fans were listened to. And now you've got a new direction moving forward.
If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We are talking Bulls basketball. Even though this is the baseball show, we have breaking Bulls news this afternoon. The Chicago Bulls have hired Billy Donovan as their next head coach. You want to talk about it? 312-332-3776. Your call is next.
The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
We're keeping our eyes on both baseball teams. The White Sox heading into the fifth, down one run. The Indians lead 1-0 in Cleveland. The Cubs and the Pirates, the Cubs on the road in the bottom of the first. No score in that contest. Here on the baseball show as we keep our eyes on it. But the breaking news this afternoon, the Chicago Bulls, they make news. The Bulls have hired Oklahoma City head coach, former head coach, Billy Donovan, as their new head coach. The team announced on Tuesday. So AK, Eversley, they get the job done. They see a coach become available on the market after he parts ways with the Thunder, and they go out and they get the best coach on the market, and they bring him here to Chicago, and now the Bulls have a professional operation, both in the front office, but now as a head coach. There is somebody I want to give a props to. I will tell you who that person is in a couple minutes, okay, Abdallah? There's someone we have yet to talk about yet, who I think deserves credit for what's going on with the Chicago Bulls. We've not mentioned his name yet. We will do that in just a couple more minutes.
Derrick Rose.
Not Derrick Rose.
Oh.
Harold and Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. I'll tell you the name in just
a second.
Jimmy
Butler.
What's up, Harold?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
You know, this sounds exciting, actually. By the way, first-time caller as well. You know, it's good to have basically, you know, change, like you guys said, you know, to bring some good energy now with the new signing with this coach. You know, I mean, the last time I remember we had even a good superstar in this city was Derrick Rose. But my question to you guys is, you know, me, you know, Billy Donovan being probably like the best coach right now that Bulls signed for, would this attract players to come to Chicago? Because we keep hearing people don't want to come to Chicago and play, you know, because it happened a couple of years ago with Jordan. But I just want to see a superstar at least to make a change. Like, if we go back to the Cubs when they signed Lester, that was the beginning of a superstar, you know. But with Chicago, especially the Bulls, you know, I love the franchise. I'm a huge fan, but I want, you know, a championship. You know, I think we're so hungry. But I'll hang up. I want to listen to you guys and your thoughts about if we can get, you know, attraction on some players to come to Chicago. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Harold. Call again, all right, man? You know, to that point, Bulls fans always point to they can't sign a top-level free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they do it? Well, I think a lot of that has to do with those who are running the organization. Think about it this way. Who was the team that landed the two best players in last year's free agent class? Well, I mean, it was a free agent and then a trade that was forced through because one player wanted to play with another.
Clippers.
What cachet, historical cachet, do the Los Angeles Clippers have?
Zero. They
are probably...
They play near the Lakers.
They're probably on the short list of the worst franchises through the history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Los Angeles Clippers. They've never won anything. Heck, they've never even gotten to the conference finals ever in their history. But you know why they were able to sign Kawhi Leonard to then pull off the trade for Paul George? It's because of those working in the front office, the ownership group,
mm-hmm.
and the head coach. And once you can solidify that, you can then now play in the deep end of the pool and try and get these free agents. You're not going to get every one of them. And a lot of them are going to want to play on the coast, either Miami or Los Angeles, whether it be the Clippers or the Lakers. That's just how NBA history has gone. It's kind of how it works.
I feel like also when you have a guy like Steve Ballmer who's, you know, just like, I don't care, I'm just going to spend, like, just make it happen, make it happen. The Rockets were like that for a while where they're just like, I don't care, trade everybody that's not named James Harden, I don't care, and just read and just figure it out, you know? And I think that they, you know, it's an all or nothing league, right? You either have to go, you can't half-ass it, essentially. Now, you can build strategically, and you can put together a good team like the Nuggets have, but ultimately, what are we seeing wrong with the Nuggets right now? They don't have that. They still don't have LeBron. They still don't have AD. They still don't have... Look, Jamal Murray's a great player. Is he a superstar? Is he going to be... Can you build a team around Jamal Murray, and he's going to win you a championship?
As the only player, probably not.
Okay. So you still need to be able to get in the room. You see, look at what Damian Lillard's trying to do in Portland.
It's about the top 10 players of the league.
Absolutely.
And can you get into the room with those top 10 players?
Absolutely. And I think now you have an organization, because they're the Bulls, and there still is. Don't believe this. No one wants to come in here and play in the shadow of Michael Jordan BS. That's not true. Everyone wants to wear that Bulls. Everybody that has grown up during the early 2000s, the 90s, everybody that knows who Michael Jordan is wants to wear that jersey. Trust me. And so because of that, now you have an organization that looks like they're going to be willing to spend, that they're hiring the right people, and they're making the right moves. And hopefully when they get in that room, they can actually do something about it rather than just being used the way LeBron and Wade and Bosh did.
I've got a name that I got to give props in just a moment.
Jamal Murray?
Robert in South Bend. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Robert?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just heard you guys talking about the free agency aspect and how, like, this Billy Donovan hire might, you know, lead to more free agents. And I'm thinking, like, Billy Donovan, I think, is probably, like, the first free agent type of acquisition that the Bulls have gotten. And I think it goes to show that these, like, Arturas Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, they are getting full reign over this organization now. Billy Donovan could have gone to Houston. He probably could have gone to Philadelphia, Indiana, all these other teams. He could have stayed in Oklahoma City, and he chose the Bulls. And I think that's like an awesome sign of things to come for Chicago. I think it's like, it's probably one of the best days to be a Bulls fan in the last 5 years.
No, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Robert. I agree with you. And if I point to Adrian Wojnarowski's column on ESPN.com, it says sources say that selling Donovan on the partnership and a vision for a talented young roster and a chance to lead one of the league's anchor franchises.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very notable because this is an opportunity. You know, I think, you know, under Garpax and Boylan, this wasn't an opportunity. It was a mess. But you bring in the right people, to hire good people, then you see, you know what? That Jordan documentary that we were all watching in April and May,
mm-hmm.
which did great ratings, people love the Chicago Bulls. People do. People wish that they were one of the best teams in the league. That's just how it is. And it's always going to be like that from now on. That's how great Jordan and the Bulls were. That they have national recognition, even though they've done absolutely nothing since Jordan hit that jump shot against the Jazz in 1998. They've done nothing, but they have cachet. And to be one of the league's anchor franchises, that means something. And Billy Donovan wanted to come here. And mm-hmm. to Robert's point, he had options. Like, heck, if you really want to break down the rosters, the Houston Rockets have the best player available of the coaching possibilities, right? They have James Harden. The 76ers probably have the second or third best player in Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. But Billy Donovan chose a team where their best player is arguably a three on a championship-level team.
if he's still here.
Well, I'm just saying, like, think of the options. Like, Donovan is not choosing the job based on, oh, well, do I have a star? You know why? Because I'm sure he thinks that he and AK and Eversley can figure it out and they can land a star, which I think should excite Bulls fans even more, because now that means we're going to get a good player in here, if not two, and we can finally start winning. The person I want to give props to is Michael Reinsdorf. Go back to when we were at the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. You and I were at all the different events all weekend long here in Chicago. We were at the All-Star Saturday night. We were at the All-Star game. We were at the festivities on Friday night. We were all over town at all these different NBA-sanctioned things. What was the one thing that we kept hearing? Was that Pax and Michael Reinsdorf were behind the scenes trying to find out what the perception of the Bulls were at the time.
Yeah.
And the feedback that he was getting was that you're a laughing stock, the team's a laughing stock, this team is a joke.
But
right?
Great event, though.
But great event. This city's beautiful. Like,
great party.
Could you imagine if the Bulls were good? What a great event.
Great party.
What a beautiful, right? Everything was awesome, right?
Yeah.
Give props to Michael Reinsdorf. He set into action a plan, and he accomplished it, and he changed everything. Because now I think the perception of the Bulls going forward is going to be totally different once we get into the next offseason.
Keep it going, though. Keep it going. Don't,
listen,
don't just be like, we're good. We like this core.
Listen, half the battle is what was going wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
It was Gar Pax, and it was the head coach. And it's all been changed. And so Bulls fans should be happy. If you want to talk about it, you can call us at 312-332-3776. That's right. It's the baseball show. We're keeping our eyes on the Sox and the Cubs right now, but we're talking Bulls basketball with you.
This is the baseball show with Black and Abdallah.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
The Indians have base runners, but Ronaldo Lopez trying to get out of a jam. The Indians lead 1-0 over the Sox in the bottom of the fifth. Cubs and Pirates, no score, bottom of the second. It is the baseball show, but we're talking about today's top story. Billy Donovan is the new head coach for the Chicago Bulls. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 312-332-3776. Let's go to Pat in Glenwood. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's Pat the Designer here, man. Good
what's
to
up,
talk
man?
To y'all
Pat.
Again. Hey, what's going on? We got us a real head coach. And for once, this is the biggest thing. The Chicago Bulls chose the best available candidate over potential. We heard Wes Unseld. We heard Ime Udoka. Those guys are all potential. Probably will be good head coaches in the NBA. But they chose the sure thing. Only red flag for me with Billy Donovan is the fact that he wasn't able to get it done with three of the top 10 players in the NBA being on his team. You know, Russ is debatable now, but while he had Russ, it was MVP Russ. So that's the only one that's debatable. By the way, this is still a ploy by Ryan Pace just to hide the fact that kickers are missing kicks every week.
Thank you, Pat.
That's
appreciate
who you should
it,
think. This is propaganda, man. Just taking our eyes off what's
propaganda,
true.
Bro. You got to
open up.
To
you tell them, Pat. Open up that third eye.
They won't, bro.
See you, Pat. That's awesome.
There is some concern that he is an A to B guy, and not a B to C guy, and C being the championship. I'm not concerned with that, but I can understand the criticism that he did have three of the best players in the NBA on his team at the same time.
So you're telling me you can only hire coaches who won championships in the past?
No, I didn't say that.
Doc.
Did I say that?
Nick Nurse?
I'm just telling you what critics are saying. I'm telling
Steve Kerr?
I'm telling you what critics are saying.
I'm telling those critics.
I'm telling you what critics are saying.
Listen, go back, and if you go and read to why Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City, I don't think it's because of Billy Donovan. And I think if you read more and more about Kevin Durant, he's very impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes decisions based on those who are around him who are influencing him. And whoever influences him last gets him.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's how he got to the Hamptons with the Hamptons Five and why he went to the Bay with the Golden State Warriors. And it's also why he is now with Brooklyn, because Kyrie was there when he was hurt, away from his team. Checking in on him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we should probably team up. Listen, KD is an incredible basketball player. I have argued with people whether or not I would have KD on my team over LeBron James, because I think Kevin Durant is that good. I'm not saying his career is better than LeBron's career, but Kevin Durant, for many years before the injury, has been the reigning best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a championship belt that goes to the best player in the world, Kevin Durant would have had it for 3 or 4 years, and that was before people even woke up to the fact that he was legitimately the best player in the world. It just, he is very impressionable. So the fact that he left Billy Donovan in Oklahoma City, I don't put any of that stink on Donovan. I think Kevin Durant is going to do whatever Kevin Durant wants to do based on whoever he last talked to. Like, that's just how he rolls. So you get there last. That's the key. Roy in Cal City, you're on ESPN 1000.
Schedule that meeting last with Kevin Durant. Make sure you're the last.
You read the book about Kevin Durant and the Warriors and how they got together. You read about how he and Kyrie kind of came up with this plan during the finals last year when Kevin was rehabilitating himself to get ready to play, and then he gets hurt again, and how Kyrie's only, it's just, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Roy in Cal City, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think?
I just want to say congrats, first off, to you guys' show. I loved you guys. Really glad that you guys finally got a show together.
Thanks, Roy.
But I want to know if you guys think that Anthony Davis is going to come back home, since it looks like he's pretty much poised to win another win a championship with the Lakers and kind of come back home and do something that Derrick Rose couldn't do via injuries, obviously, which is bring a championship back to his hometown. And maybe Billy Donovan kind of has, you know, like an inside ear because he was inside the bubble and it was so close and knit. I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Again, congrats on the show. Love you guys.
Thanks, Roy. Appreciate it. Call again, man. You know, when you look at Anthony Davis, obviously he has the ability now to do something that he's going to add to LeBron's legacy, but he's going to create his own legacy if he can win a championship. I personally would find it hard to believe that being the guy with the Los Angeles Lakers and what they mean for the history of basketball, I would find it really difficult to see Anthony Davis saying, yeah, I got my one title and I'm leaving.
See, what I think is, I agree with you, and I think the reason for that is if LeBron stays in L.A., which by all accounts he's going to, AD stays in L.A. because now it's not just about LeBron's legacy or the Lakers' legacy, like you mentioned. It's AD's legacy. Now it's about ring stacking. And now it's, can they win one? Can they win two? Can they win three before LeBron is, I'm not saying he's out or anything, but before LeBron decides to step away, can they win? Can Anthony Davis, can they get enough players to the Lakers where now he can win, he can be in the conversation of multiple rings. He can be in the conversation of a guy that has 3 or 4 rings. I don't see him coming to Chicago unless he knows that the Bulls are getting another big-time superstar player, and that basically would guarantee him a shot, a legitimate shot. Not just making the playoffs, not just making it to the conference finals. A legitimate shot at winning a championship.
Bottom of the second, the Pirates score. Gonzalez doubled to deep right. Polanco scores 1-0 Pirates. It's now top of 3, Cubs and Pirates in Pittsburgh. Baseball show, but we're talking Bulls with you because there's Bulls breaking news. Let's go to Eric Nelmhurst. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? I think you guys have a great show going, and I actually look forward to hearing more from you guys. You're doing great.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Abdallah, you got to monetize on Abdallah. Why can't we get Holla for Abdallah? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get a game going.
I always thought that if I was ever going to run for anything, like whether it was like back in high school, if I was going to run for like student council or something like that, my posters would have said Holla for Abdallah.
Okay, well, guess what? You've won, you know, office. You're the president of the baseball show. And let's get it going, you know, 4 more years. But the reason for my call is I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate what has been a really positive sports year for the city of Chicago. You know, if we look back, the All-Star game was good for the city. It brought a lot of good light to the city. Obviously, The Last Dance had nothing to do with what we were doing currently, but it brought a lot of positive media spin towards, hey, wow, Chicago's great. Cubs and Sox, we're looking at 2 playoff teams. I think the magic number for the Cubs is 4 right now, and potentially we have a Cy Young on the north side, maybe 2 MVP candidates on the south side. All the guys who aren't playing well right now for the Cubs, we haven't offered them any big deals, and that's a plus. Gives us flexibility. The Bears are 2-0, and guess what? They did not pick up Mitch's option. The fans of Chicago are getting what they want. It's been a good year for Chicago. I think we need to celebrate that.
Eric, I'm with you, because all things considering, for Chicago sports fans, it's been a pretty good year. I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Eric. Call again, all right, man?
Will do.
I was trying to think of the last time there's been this much Bulls excitement. Not playoff related. Not playoff related. You know what it is?
What?
It's when they got the number one, when they won the number one pick. When the lottery ball came out and said that they were getting the number one pick. Just because of how bad the franchise had been until then and what it meant to get Derrick Rose, and now how bad the franchise has been until now, and how this feels like honestly, this feels like winning the lottery, because not only did Boylan out, Garpax out, you brought in two great basketball minds, you brought in the most sought after coach for this season. This feels like winning the NBA lottery of front office and coaching hires.
I agree with you. I agree with that. We do have a baseball Thank update you. As Jose Abreu goes yard for the Chicago White Sox. Top of 6, 1-1 tied ball game in Cleveland. We'll continue taking MVP. Your phone calls on Billy Donovan heading to the Chicago Bulls as their next head coach. We'll take your calls at 312-332-3776. And we'll keep talking baseball as well.
The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah. Weeknights at 6 on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rich in Rockford, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing there, you guys? I love you guys, Black and Abdallah. I just loved you in the morning, too. But I'm so excited about the Donovan hire. I'm calling for the first time, and I'm just pretty much echoing what everybody else is saying. But, you know, the love for the Bulls and the Bulls brand and, you know, the two decades in the post-Jordan era, you know, there hasn't been a lot of excitement. And, you know, outside of the Derrick Rose era, you know, the product on the floor just failed to match, you know, the fan support always at the top of the league in attendance, and the Bulls brand, you know, just special. And but the product on the floor, hopefully it should be fun to follow, and I just gonna be certainly following. I'm just a huge Bulls fan, but I just hope it's gonna ascend from now on.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. Thank you for the phone call. And Rich is talking about the news that Billy Donovan is now the head coach for the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls announced that earlier tonight. So the Bulls coaching search is over. Karn Šovjić and Eversley have found their guy. It's Billy Donovan. He has a track record. He's had success in the NBA. He's won college national titles. And listen, I get it. People are going to point to, hey, he hasn't won a championship in the NBA yet. That's okay. I'm okay with that. Like, that's not what this is about to me, because now you have a professional outfit. You have a professional head coach. You have good front office execs who know what they're doing. And now it's up to getting the right players who can then go and win you that championship. Do I think Billy Donovan is a top half successful coach in the league? Yeah. I think he is top 15 and above. I would say even top 10 if we had to go out and list all the different head coaches. So the Bulls now have a coach who's in the cusp of the best coaches in the league. I think it's fantastic. Back in March, even May, and in June, he wasn't even an option, and now he's your head coach. I'm thrilled, ecstatic by the move. I think what is also notable here is that now, to get to that championship level, you have to get better players.
Yeah,
and I feel as if this front office understands that, because and I think Raphael is the one that tweeted us this. Maybe it was someone else. If I get it wrong, I apologize. But we now have three minds from three different organizations coming together. AK from the Nuggets, who are in the conference finals. Mm-hmm. Eversley, who has played, who has had teams playing deep in the playoffs the last couple of years, from Philadelphia. And now Donovan from the Thunder. Three separate, smart organizations coming together for one team. And I like that. I think that that's smart. You're finally getting voices. You know, something we've talked about with this Bulls organization, they've ran this organization for many years like it's a mom-and-pop shop, only hiring people from within, only with those who they're comfortable with. But clearly now the idea from Michael Reinsdorf and below is to get the smartest people available on the open market, bring them together, and let's try and win with this team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I keep mentioning, you want to be in the room. You want a seat at the table, but you want to be taken seriously when you get to the party. Like, you want to be, when you're in that room, like we go back to the year when we were doing LeBron James Tonight, when LeBron would make his decision and, you know, going
10 years ago, man.
Absolutely. And so we know the Bulls were in there and they didn't have enough money to clear a third slot. Well, I feel like now they would, this is a type of front office now that would be like, are you kidding me? We'll make room. Like, we're not.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Like, we'll figure it out. Like, if Anthony Davis is like, if Anthony Davis, if they get into a room with Anthony Davis and he's like, guys, I want to come home, they will find a way to make it happen. If they get into a room with Giannis and he's like, you know what? I don't want to make that commute anymore. I want to go to a real city.
Just make sure they don't extend Taj Gibson so then they can't get
into this. Yeah, exactly. Stuff. Like, I think they're going to make smart decisions. Who knows? Look, there's going to be a lot of changes. And here's the thing.
Can you imagine? That's why we couldn't get Carmelo Anthony.
Here's the thing. It is September 22nd, right? Today. Adam Silver said there might not be basketball until January, October, November, December.
Time.
You've got almost 4 months to work with where you're going to find out a lot about who these players are and who you want around on your roster before the season starts.
They also have a valuable asset in the number 4 pick overall.
Absolutely.
Marcus in Minneapolis listening on the ESPN Chicago app. You're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I know I just called a little bit ago. When I called on the Waddle and Sylvie show, I was a little angry, so I kind of, like, rushed through my commentary. But this is my thing. So after thinking about it, Billy Donovan is a good coach as far as being respectable, and he'll bring in free agents. But the thing, the downside to me is what I was trying to explain earlier, and, Black, you kind of disagree with me, is I think when I say he's a bad – you said that he's in his prime and he's not compared to John Fox because John Fox has, like, an old mentality. And I think that's what Billy Donovan reminds me of. His philosophies are, like, old school. He runs a lot of ISO ball. If you watch the OKC Thunder, he plays a lot of ISO ball. There's no movement. There's no off-ball movement from his teams. And that's just the part that I don't like about him, and I don't think that's good for development. But I think he'll.
Well, Marcus, let me ask you this. How much of that is Chris Paul just dictating policy? How much of that is when Russell Westbrook's on the court, he's doing his own thing? Like, when I watched the Thunder play this year, one of the things I was not thinking was this team has a stagnant offense that doesn't move the ball. Like, they get everyone involved. And I think what you've seen Donovan coach to, and especially in this last season, where Sam Presti, like, pillaged his roster to try and get draft picks for the future, is he made the best out of that situation and got young players to play their roles.
I kind of agree, sort of. But my thing is, if you're letting, first off, Westbrook and then Chris Paul come in and dictate your offense, then what does that say about the coach? Are you going to not impose your system on them?
Well, I mean, listen, and I appreciate the call, Marcus. You know, like, I get what you're saying, but I guess the way in my head I view it is that it's not a black or white yes or no answer when it comes to coaching and to having top players in the league dictating policy, right? Like, Chris Paul has enough credentials to, like, manage a team.
Yeah.
And Billy Donovan allowing that to happen, I think, is a positive.
Yeah, like, you're not going to try to force a player like that into your system. You're going to, this goes back to what we talk about with the Bears all the time. You're going to cater your system to the players, right?
And we've seen Donovan do that now with two totally different styles of basketball. And I think that's where I feel as if he will get the most out of the players who are on the periphery. Like, Wendell Carter, I feel, will succeed in this.
Yeah.
I feel like Lowry Markkanen.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, did anyone think Danilo Gallinari was any good anymore?
No.
He was pretty good this season, right, for the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are players who succeed who are not normally your marquee guys. And then when you get a Chris Paul, you allow him to thrive in what he's comfortable in doing. And to be honest, I thought Chris Paul this year was so much better than what he was last year, playing alongside James Harden in D'Antoni's system.
Are we sure we can't start the season in October? Can we get Silver on the phone?
I saw that news today from Adam Silver that likely the season won't start until we get to 2021. But it sounds as if they are planning for a full 82-game season, though. So, I mean, think of the timeline there. You're going to be playing into the spring, into the summer again. Your playoffs are going to be taking place at the end of the summer. So the league's going to get what they want.
Sorry, baseball.
All right, Black and Abdallah, the baseball show tomorrow night, we'll give you the stat of the night and first pitch. First to third. We'll do all the good stuff then. All this stuff, running the bases, segments.
First to third, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Do that little,
but little we'll
sounder.
Continue to keep our eyes on the Cubs and the White Sox.
It's 1-0 Pirates, by the way.
Yep.
It's still 1-1, still tied at 1 for the White Sox and the Indians.
Yep.
You want some other scores or no?
No, that's good. Okay. Cool. So that's the baseball show for tonight. Black and Abdallah, we stick with you for another hour till 8 o'clock. We're going to talk Bears football and also the top news of the day. Billy Donovan to the Bulls.
From Wrigley on the north to Guaranteed Rate on the south.
This is the baseball show on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Back in 2 minutes.